Hi everyone, this is Kim McLaughlin of FeedYourSoulUnlimited.com, and I love to help people move from struggling with food to a feeling of peace with food. And I am really glad you're here again on our monthly and emotional eating teleclass. It's good to see you guys that are live listening, and I know that there are many, many of you that will be listening to this later as a recording, so welcome to everyone. We're not going to be taking any questions live today. It is just solid, packed with information. If you have any questions at the end, please feel free to go to my website and send me a private message, and I love to answer people's questions privately and help them figure out what's going on for them. So let's get started. Today we are talking about a really good topic. Lots of people are signing up for this topic, and I'm really looking forward to talking about it with you. It is called Ending Overeating. And what are you really hungry for? And I think that's a huge draw for people because there's lots of types of hunger, and I think that you can realize that when you have struggles with food and begin to start seeing that when you're eating, you're not really hungry for the food. So today what we're going to talk about is the different types of hunger. We're going to look at what clues those different kinds of hunger can give you to help you stop overeating and learn how to feed your real hunger. Because if we eat for reasons other than our physical hunger, we're not really eating for, we're not really taking care of ourselves. So I think that'll become more clear as we move along in our talk today. And let me first give you the different kinds of hungers and what their definitions are so that we can all be on the same page of knowing where I think the hungers fit. So the first kind of hunger that we have is physical hunger. And that is what I always like to call the starting spot. Whenever I work with anybody or for me personally, I think we have to look at our physical hunger, and do we know when we're physically hungry? So the physical hunger is the first type of hunger, and it's really your body's way of telling you that you need fuel, that you are physically hungry. And what I've come to find out with all the people that I work with is that's not always easy to notice, that we over the years have become a little dissociated with what our body really needs and are we really physically hungry. So noticing physical hunger is really like a skill that you need to really relearn because you haven't done it in a long time. What happens is that when we're children, we know when we're physically hungry, right? You think about a child, they know when they're physically hungry and they know when they're physically full, and you cannot make a child overeat. And what happened is over the years, we've got away from that physical sensation through lots of different things that have come up in our lives, and so we've missed out on noticing what that is. If you don't know how to notice your physical hunger, I really recommend that you sign up for my top tips to end emotional eating. It's on my website, feedyoursoulunlimited.com. On the right-hand side, there is a square that you just put your information in, and I will send that information out to you. It's super good. It's all free. I tell you, I teach this to everybody who comes in when we talk about emotional eating and overeating. We start with the physical, and that top tip is just huge. So please be sure to go and get that. If you already have it, bring it out and look at it and follow it and see how it works for you, because it works when we work it. The problem is that these other hungers get in the way of our listening to our physical hunger. So second kind of hunger is what I call head hunger. And that's when you start thinking about food, thinking about eating. And really what can happen is that you can actually not be able to stop thinking about eating or stop thinking about food. And I think of them like obsessive thoughts that keep going on and really don't go away until you eat. That was actually, for me, one of the biggest barriers to me ending my personal overeating is the head hunger. I would have these thoughts in my head about eating and eating, and finally I would just say, oh, forget it. I'm just going to eat because this is never going to stop until I eat it. And then I would eat it. And then what happened after that? Then the emotional side came in, and I would feel upset and angry, and I felt guilty, and I didn't always feel physically well because I was overeating at that point in time. That happened a lot for me, where the head hunger, the thinking and thinking and thinking about food would draw me to eat, and I had a hard time not doing it. I had a hard time finding something else to do. And actually, in a little bit, we're going to talk about what you can do instead, because it's one thing to know about it, but then what are we going to do about it? The third type of hunger is mouth hunger. And that is the hunger of something, you know, that kind of like, I have a taste for something. It's kind of like your mouth starts salivating. And that's not always physical hunger. Think about it. When you have mouth hunger, it's often can be those smells that, you know, you're walking around the mall and they have those smells. They do them on purpose to make you want to buy it and make you want to go, you smell it and they'll go, oh, I want to have a Cinnabon because you've just been smelling it throughout the mall. And that's a tactic to get us to want to buy. And when we're engaging in mouth hunger, it begins to sound good. So it moves from, I have a taste for this certain food, and then you start thinking about it, and then you just have it without really considering, am I hungry? So knowing that there's mouth hunger can be really helpful to start noticing when you're just coming from a place of, yum, that sounds good. And that's called mouth hunger. The fourth kind of hunger is emotional hunger. And that's the one that I talk about a lot with the people that I work with, a lot, because all of these hungers really end up being merging into emotional hunger, where you want to eat for emotional reasons, or you're eating for emotional reasons, or you're eating to take away those feelings. Those feelings can be anything like sad, upset, anxious, stressed, lonely, bored, shamed. Most any feelings can really lead you to overeat and to emotionally eat. And I find that this is one of the biggest barriers for people to feel at peace with food, is that they're eating for reasons other than physical hunger. And generally the reason why they're overeating is for that emotional hunger. That tends to draw us in, and I found that people that I work with, one of the biggest emotional hungers that I hear a lot about from my clients is emotional hunger, is the bored and lonely feeling. So think about that for yourself. What kind of hungers are leading you to overeat? And what is getting in the way of you really looking at the physical hunger, the place where our body begins to tell us what works and what doesn't for us, what we should and shouldn't eat? And I'm not saying that
you know, all those hungers are, you know, you can have an emotional hunger and decide that it's time to eat because you're physically hungry. But what we want to do is take care of all of these hungers in a way that's appropriate for them if they're not physical hunger. Excuse me. So I could go on and on. I could go on a lot about these hungers, and I actually do with, excuse me, the clients that I work with. And we go in great depth about discerning which hunger is the one that you're stuck with, and we kind of figure that out for everybody. And we figure that out in depth in my Emotional Eating Solutions virtual program, which is going to start coming up soon. I'm having people sign up for it in advance. And if you're interested in looking at more about these, what hungers are interfering with your overeating, and really wanting to get a handle on your overeating, I really suggest you go to feedyoursoulunlimited.com and it's / emotional eating solutions. And that's a place to look to see whether a group program might be to your advantage. So we've talked about all of the hungers, and now I think what you all really want to know is, what can we do about them? How can we feed those hungers in a way that is productive and leads you to feel peaceful, successful, and balanced in your life? So first, with the how do we feed these hungers, the first hunger is the physical hunger. How do we feed it? We notice when we're hungry, and that means really getting back in touch with your body and looking at, how hungry are you? What do you need to eat? And focusing back in on yourself. And it starts with really noticing, what are your physical symptoms of hunger? For me, I get shaky hands, my head gets a little lightheaded, and my tummy starts to grumble. Often when I do these calls, I am doing it around lunchtime, and I don't like to eat before I do a talk. So my stomach is a little grumbly because I'll eat when we're done with this call, because that fits better with my body. But I know that I'm getting physically hungry because I can feel it in my stomach. What happened is that we tend to move away from feeding ourselves when we're really hungry, because we've all been on one form of diet or another. And diets tend to tell us to deny our hunger. Don't eat if you're hungry. You need to wait. You don't have enough calories. You don't have enough points. You don't have enough food left for you to eat. Or this isn't the right time of day. And I really want to challenge you to look at that. Because when we deny our hunger, what happens is it ultimately leads us to binge. So really consider that when you are thinking about not eating when you're hungry, that can lead you to overeat later, either right then or later on. Granted, when we're talking about true hunger. We're not talking about any of the other hungers, and we're also not talking about being thirsty. Because sometimes hunger can show up. My nutritionist friends will say that hunger can show up sometimes when really it's that we're thirsty. So really noticing if you're hungry, and move towards eating when you're physically hungry. The second kind of hunger, what can we do about that? That hunger is head hunger. And what that takes is to start noticing the thoughts that are running through your head, the thoughts that are talking about wanting to eat, the thoughts that are talking about having to have a certain food. It could be that it's mouth hunger leads to head hunger. But this head hunger is where your head just keeps saying, I want to eat, I want to eat. And the first thing I encourage you to do is to check back in with your physical body and decide, am I physically hungry? If you're physically hungry, then eat. If you're not, then let's look further at head hunger and what can we do. One of the things I like to do with when I have that head hunger showing up is to start having a conversation with myself. You know, if my head says, Kim, you should have this thing, it's time to have something sweet, or you know you really want it, I'll have a conversation with myself in my head and just say, okay, well, am I hungry? No. Okay, then I start asking myself, what's going on? And I literally will ask myself, Kim, what's up that you want to eat right now when you're not hungry? What's going on around you? Possibly, how am I feeling? How have I maybe been triggered by some certain food? And having that conversation really takes it out of the realm of my thoughts being in charge of what I do. Because when my thoughts become in charge of what I do, I am severely off track in my life. So I like to notice the thoughts of the head hunger, acknowledge them, and call them what they are. This is head hunger right now. And I just like to talk to myself and encourage myself to look at what's going on. And then I like to just say, it's time to let these thoughts go and let them pass by. And there's a really powerful magic in noticing the thoughts, recognizing them for what they are, and letting them just pass by. What I've realized is that once I let them move by, just kind of move out of my head, it becomes easier for me not to eat. Because I'm not engaging in fighting the thoughts. I'm just allowing them pass by. And once again, if you want to know more about that, we talk about that a lot in Emotional Eating Solutions, about how to check those thoughts and how to let them move by. And once I let them move by, I like to do other things. I like to kind of just move on. And you might call it distraction. You might call it just pivoting and doing something different. But I like to do something different. So I will do something like go do the dishes, go take a walk, do something different where I don't stand there continually thinking about it. I tend to move on and go in a different direction. And that can work really well when your head's talking to you about being hungry. So then we move into what can we do when we're into mouth hunger. And that, as I said earlier, that can get triggered when we start thinking of foods, we see certain foods, we smell certain foods, and our mouth just kind of starts to salivate, and we go, man, that sounds good. Man, I would really like to have it. And then before you know it, we've eaten. And we've eaten something without having any kind of conscious thought to, am I hungry? Is this what I really want? Is my mouth hunger kind of tricking me to go in and eat something that really isn't for my greatest good is what I call it. So part of this, again, takes noticing when it's occurring. Am I really physically hungry, or is this mouth hunger? And if it's mouth hunger, I like to just say, yeah, I can have it, but I'll have it when I'm hungry. So I don't deny myself, but I will give myself a time to have it later. So I might buy it and say, I'll have this later, or say, oh, I'll come back later and I can have this when I'm hungry. And I put it away and move away from it. And what happens is then that mouth hunger tends to go away because we're not continuing to engage in it, and we're just saying, sure, I can have it. I'll have it later when I'm hungry. And that is a really powerful tool to help you move through mouth hunger. And lastly, How do we feed emotional hunger? That's a big one. That is a big one. And I can talk for hours and hours about that. And I want to make sure that you leave this call with some things that you can do specifically to help you with emotional hunger. And first, what it takes is to notice that it's emotional hunger. Notice that there's a feeling going on, and that is what's, and recognize that that is what's leading you to feel hungry or to want to eat. I like to say that we should name it and call it for what it is. Oh, this is boredom. Oh, this is, I'm feeling upset. I'm feeling scared. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling lonely. There's kind of a few feelings that can be the general feelings that you can kind of look to: happy, sad, mad, anxious, bored, lonely. Those are some basic ones that many other feelings can fit into those. If you can't think exactly of how you're feeling, say, am I happy, mad, sad, anxious, bored, lonely? And it might tend to fit in one of those, or that might lead you then to figure out that what name to the feeling. So name the feeling, notice the feeling, name it, and see what that might mean for you. And that means asking, what's going on for me? How am I feeling? I'm feeling sad. Well, what's going on that I'm feeling sad? What do I need to do about that? And then begin to move in the direction of taking care of that emotional hunger. So what I find, as I told you earlier about emotional hunger, a lot of time that emotional hunger shows up for my clients in terms of feeling bored or lonely. That is a big, big one. And I don't know if this is that way for any of you, but I'm going to talk through feeling bored and lonely, because it's probably happened to you at some point in time. And that's when that comes up often at nighttime. I find generally my clients will tell me that happens in nighttime after they have come home from work and they're sitting down, and it generally happens in front of the TV on the couch, kind of just telling you what it is. And they tend to feel bored or lonely without a lot of purpose and tend to overeat at that point in time. So what I suggest, when you notice that you're sitting in front of the TV at the end of the night and you're feeling bored and lonely and you're feeling like you want to munch and you're not really hungry, is to start coming up with a plan to lessen that bored and lonely feeling. So what is it you're needing to do? I like to do some things at the end of the day that help me kind of let go of my day, let go of my work day. So there are things I like to do. I like to talk with my family about what happened and just get a little engaged with them in order to let the day go, kind of think about what we could do in the evening or what might the evening hold for us, to begin to have some anticipation, rather than what I used to do was I would be the same thing as my clients, is I would just sit in front of the TV and eat because I was bored. So bored is a call to action for doing something or finding a way to fill myself up. And so I encourage you to look at that feeling and to say, well, what do I need to do? How do I need to help myself? I was thinking about some ideas, what that might mean for me. That might mean doing a craft, doing exercise, reading, doing the dishes is always a good one. And just having something to do is to me really helpful when I'm feeling bored or lonely, to help me get back on track with taking care of myself. So lastly, it's a great tool for you to ask yourself what the hungers mean for you. This is what I've been talking about with all of these hungers. What do they mean for you? And one way to deal with that is to start writing it down as a journal prompt. And that means getting relaxed, pulling out a journal, pulling out some paper, and just starting to ask yourself, you know, I noticed that I was feeling hungry at the end of the day, and I think I'm feeling bored. And then start writing about that. What does that bored feeling mean to me? And start having a journaling of that to begin to notice what that hunger means for you. The more we notice what these hungers mean for us, the more we can do something about them. Well, we have gone through a lot of stuff. I like to present, I present a lot of information. As you can tell, I'm kind of loaded with a lot of information, and I love to give it out for free and help you guys. And there's been a lot of concepts and tools that you really can use immediately once we leave the calls. And that's what I love to do, is present these kind of tools that you can do very, very quickly right after we get done talking. And I love that you guys came to this call in order to start learning more about what food means for you and what overeating means for you and how to start moving out of that. And what I want you to know is that if you've been trying to deal with this and trying to make these changes on your own, I want you to consider how has that been working for you, and how have you been feeling more and more frustrated because you're not getting to the point that you want to get. You're not making the changes you want to make. And sometimes on our own, we just can't do it. And I want to invite you to look at joining our Emotional Eating Solutions virtual program, which is going to start soon. And you can look on the website, Feed Your Soul Unlimited, Emotional Eating Solutions, and look at what entailed in it. It's going to be starting in a couple of months, so you actually have some time to sign up now and get ready for it, because I'm going to have a lot of preliminary things for you to do to get ready for the group. And there's another way to do it, is to sign up for a free breakthrough session with me, where we get on the phone, 45 minutes, you and me, talking about what you need. No hard sell. It's just figuring out what you need. Because I know if you've been thinking about your relationship with food, trying to figure it out on your own, I suspect you're probably feeling frustrated, and you're wanting more, and you're wanting to do something to get you to the other side so that you can break free from that pain, so you can feel more confident. And what I know is that through joining a group, learning new ideas, practicing new skills, getting support, that is the way to do it, to break free from overeating. I'm going to be sending you out audio of this call today, and I really encourage you to keep it, download it, keep it, to come back to it, to begin to look at these strategies and these hungers that we've been talking about today. I really encourage you that if you haven't talked to me yet, sign up, get on my calendar. Let's talk about what you need. Let's talk about what's going on for you and see what might help you out. It's free. It's a breakthrough session just to see what's going on for you. And it's at feedyoursoulunlimited.com, and it's in the Contact Kim section. I lastly want to say congratulations for being on this call and listening and wanting to change your life and wanting to do something different. I know that it's hard to stop overeating. I know it's possible from my own personal experience and from the people that I work with. It's really possible. And so I want to hold that out for you, that there can be a change. It's just sometimes we need to reach out and get help to make those changes. So we are coming up on our half hour of this call. I want you to really think about what your takeaway is and what's one thing you can do differently today to have a different relationship with food. I'm so grateful that you all were here, and I look forward to hearing you next month. We have this call the second Monday of every month. And I look forward to seeing you all next month. And I look forward to actually having you sign up for a free breakthrough session. Have a great rest of the day, everybody. This is Kim McLaughlin of Feed Your Soul Unlimited. And I love that you are here. And you take care. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.